Daily info.
Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly roundup of all the best events happening in and around Oxford. This week I've got volunteering and Verdi.
I'll be talking about kites, covers and cross-dressing.
Well, I've got science, Saxons and serial killings.
But first, let's quickly mention the competition that we launched on Monday, which is to win a festival pass to the Magdalen College School Arts Festival Oxford, worth £150. And this pass gets you into all of the events, and there are loads running throughout the next couple of weeks, so it's a really good prize. And all you have to do is answer one really easy question. So definitely go and check that out on our website. It's running till the 18th, so you've got quite a lot of time as well.
You can find a link to that on our homepage, but also on the website, and it should be going up later today. We're making a Women's World Cup sweepstake kit ready for the start of the Women's World Cup, which starts in Canada on Saturday the 6th. So you can get all your people at work together, all your friends, and put in a couple of quid each, and then it makes the whole thing a bit more interesting because you might start rooting for Cameroon, who knows. So we're going to put a little interesting fact about each of the countries that have entered on each of the squares of the kit as well. So a little teaser fact for you, the one we've got for China, is about a live crab vending machine that was launched in 2010 in a subway station in Nanjing, which sells around 200 live crabs every day, between $2 and $7, depending on the size of the crab. And if it pops out a dead crab, then you get compensation of 3 live crabs.
That's ridiculous.
So you can have some more fun facts like that about each of the other countries that it's in the World Cup. You can find that at dailyinfo.co.uk/sweepstake2015.
We talked about crabs in the podcast last week as well.
Yeah, a bit of a theme.
People might just think we sit around here talking about crabs every week. Anyway, let's move on to another fact, shall we? An Oxford fact. And this week, the fact is that Anne Green, who was a maid from Oxford born in 1628, was accused of infanticide and then hanged, as you were back in the days. But she actually survived the hanging and then was granted a pardon because people thought it was God saving the innocent, and obviously she couldn't be guilty if she'd survived. She then had poems about her set to Latin verse by Christopher Wren. And the Oxford Castle Unlocked say on their Facebook page that she actually kept her own coffin as a souvenir until she actually died. She had it as a trophy. She called it her trophy.
Did she keep the noose as well?
Maybe. That'd be an interesting thing to have in your house, wouldn't it? Anyway, so this fact comes from Oxford Castle Unlocked. And if you have something that you know that's a bit strange and possibly funny about Oxford, you can send it to us or tweet it to us or comment it to us on Facebook. But let's start the events now. The first thing to mention is that this week is volunteer week for the Calliroe Carnival. So until Sunday, Calliroe Carnival are going to be doing a big push to get volunteers. They need about 140 volunteers for the actual day. So if you are around on the day and can help out, that would be really, really great. The organisers for the volunteers are Katie Herring and Robert Grayson, and you can find their details on the website as well. The application to volunteer is really easy. You can choose what kind of thing you want to do as well and what hours you're available. So don't feel like you're committing to a whole day of stuff you don't want to do. You can be a carnival steward, a procession steward, a stall steward, a zone manager, a collection and information assistant, or a photographer or filmer for the event. So whatever kind of thing you're interested in, have a look and you might be able to help out and do it. And then I think you can get a cool t-shirt as well that says you're a volunteer.
And put it on your CV.
So there you go. It's a really great thing to do. As many people know, and we've mentioned before, the Calliroe Carnival is going to be on the 5th of July this year from noon until 5 p.m. There's going to be loads of performers, loads of people on the streets in Cowley, all around. It's going to be really good. The procession starts at the plane at 1:30 and then finishes at Magdalen Road at about 2:45. So if you're around on that Sunday and if you want to help out, then you can go onto their website and sign up to be a volunteer.
Now, from today until Saturday at Christchurch Cathedral Gardens, As You Like It is going to be put on by a group of students. This is one of the many outdoor Shakespeares that will be happening over the summer. This is Shakespeare's classic comedy and is going to involve acoustic folk, fairy lights, cross-dressing, mistaken identity and a happy ending. It's only £7 and £5 concessions. The weather's looking pretty good all week as well, so it's a good time to go. if As You Like It is your favourite Shakespeare, then there's a couple more chances to see it as well. Creation Theatre will be putting it on at Lady Margaret Hall from July until September, and it's currently running at the Globe until September as well, for which we have a review online by Susie from The Office. So you can take a read of that. As You Like It is on at Christchurch Cathedral Gardens until Saturday for £7.
This evening, the Bright Club returns to the Jericho Tavern. So the Bright Club is a comedy night, but with a bit of a difference, in that it's stand-up, but all of the performers are researchers, and all their sets are supposedly about their research. This evening's gig features four researchers, Viapata, who will be talking about categories, matroids and Pokemon, Ella Al-Shamahi, who will be talking about finding Paleolithic caves, Gary Browning, who will be talking about death and the dead, and Nick Neeson, who will be talking about talking. The compere for the night is Izzy Lawrence, who's the host of the Z-List Deadlist. You might know it from sort of podcasts in general. And the headline act is Steve Day, who's probably Britain's best-known deaf stand-up. So, to recap, the Bright Club is on tonight at the Jericho Tavern. Doors open 7.30 for an 8pm start.
So that's two options for you to go and do tonight, but let's move on to Thursday and Friday. At the Oxford Playhouse, Opera Up Close are bringing La Traviata, sung in English. And this version is going to be set in the 1920s underworld of speakeasies and bootlegging. So La Traviata is an opera by Verdi, set to an Italian libretto by Francesca Maria Piave. But as I said, this one's going to be in English, so you can actually hear what they're singing as well if you don't speak Italian. You can also see all the 1920s costumes that they're going to have on Pinterest. They've set up a little board for it. So if you want to get an idea of the kind of world they're going to be setting it in, then you can have a look there. They've also changed the music around a bit. So the composer Harry Blake has arranged Verdi's music for just clarinet, cello and piano. So that should be interesting as well. So it's going to be the opera with a bit of a difference, as opera up close usually do. And it's on Thursday and Friday at the Oxford Playhouse at 7.30. Tickets range from £11 to £22, and there are still some £5 opt-in tickets left for Thursday night if you're under 26. Briefly to tell the story, it's essentially about a woman, Violetta, a former courtesan, who at the start of the opera throws a party to celebrate the fact that she's getting over an illness, and there's lots of men there declaring their love for her, in short, that's what happens. 3 months later, she's off with one of the guys. They're living just outside Paris. They're very happy. But then his father tells her that he wants her to break up the relationship because of her previous reputation. And she does, and they get really sad. And then they go to a party, and again, there's lots of men, and there's a bit of confusion, and there's a lot of jealousy going on. And then the guy that she's gone off to Paris with wins some money gambling and throws it down in front of her and, you know, saying that he's paid for her this whole time. And it's pretty tragic. I mean, I think it's the inspiration for Baz Luhrmann's Moulin Rouge, and I love that film, so getting really into it. Then in the end, well, actually, probably shouldn't have in the end, but it all gets very tragic. If you know Moulin Rouge, you probably know what happens. Anyway, that is La Traviata at the Oxford Playhouse on Thursday and Friday. Get down to see it, and you can also catch it in London later on in the month and in July if you don't see it in Oxford.
There are a couple of really big fans in the office of Opera Up Close. I think people have been to see their stuff at the North Wall a couple of times and have always come back raving about them. But starting tomorrow and going on till the 21st of June is Palestine Unlocked, which is a festival all about celebrating and promoting Palestine and educating people on what's happening in Palestine in different ways. So I've picked out a few of the different events that are happening. On Thursday the 11th at the Phoenix, there's going to be a screening of Open Bethlehem, which is about filmmaker Leila Sansour's return to her hometown of Bethlehem, which she left as a teenager. Then on the 18th at the Phoenix, there's going to be a double bill of High Hopes and When I Saw You. High Hopes is a documentary short about the displacement of Bedouin refugees, made by Oscar nominee Guy Davidi, who made Five Broken Cameras. Which some people might have seen. It's on Netflix, and it's a really good film if people haven't seen it. And When I Saw You is a 2014 drama about the journey of a Palestinian refugee in Jordan. So that's on the 18th at 6 o'clock. On the 11th of June, from 11.30 till 12, at the Story Museum, there will be a family kite-flying workshop to celebrate the Palestinian tradition of kite-flying. And Gaza actually holds the 2010 Guinness World Record for flying 7,202 kites simultaneously, which is very cool. Then there's going to be a Palestinian poetry event titled A Bird Is Not a Stone, also at the Story Museum, on Wednesday the 10th of June, But there are so many more talks and music and dance events and all sorts of things happening until the 21st. You can find more information about all of them at palestineunlocked.com.
And if you want to find any more information about any of the other events that we've mentioned as well, then you can go to the What's On section of our website.
On Daily Info, you can also find a job on our jobs page or search for something that you might be missing in the Lost and Found.
And you can also catch us on social media. We're on Twitter as @DailyInfoOxford and on Facebook as DailyInfoOxford.
Also remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes to make sure that you get it every week straight to your device on a Wednesday.
But looking forward to the weekend, this Saturday the award-winning comedian Amadeus Martin will be at the Tarle Street Kitchen. So his show's called God Created Brixton, and it charts Martin's quest over the last 30 years to convince his Polish pen pal to set one foot in Brixton, and how this was basically impossible due to its bad reputation. So it'll be a comic journey through the history of Brixton, from the failed Viking invasion of 1885 onwards. And apparently the name Brixton actually comes from the Anglo-Saxon Lord Brixey, so back in 1885 when the Vikings approached. They were actually too scared to conquer Brixton, apparently, because of the locals' reputation. So Brixey, declaring this a moral victory, sort of laid a stone. And so Brixey became Brixistan, which was later Brixton. So for more Brixton facts, you can go to the Tarle Street Kitchen on this Friday or this Saturday at 9 p.m. And if you can't catch it then, he is actually taking the show to the Camden Fringe later in the year.
So another thing that you could do this weekend to celebrate the brilliant weather that we're supposed to be having is get down to the Pride Parade, which is going to be happening on Saturday. So Oxford Pride has actually been running events since the 29th of May, but the big day is Saturday. That's when they're going to have the parade, which is going to run through the centre of town this year and into the castle complex. And then there's loads of after parties and things going on as well. So I spoke to Maz, who's one of the organisers of Oxford Pride, and she told me a bit more about the other events and things that are going on Saturday. I'm here with Maz, who's one of the organisers of Oxford Pride this year.
We have two weekends of events. Last weekend there was a global history of Pride talk at Wadham College, a queer history walk, a fantastic and very, very fun dog show at the Jolly Farmers, and of course we had the launch event on the Friday evening at 1855 in the Castle Quarter. Mm-hmm. It's already been very exciting.
Already been great. But the big day is Saturday, right? That's when the parade happens and all the parties, I suppose.
That's right. It's very exciting. We're right in the middle of town and we've got the event split into different areas with Bit and Oxford have helped us produce a fantastic food court. There's all of the different stalls from community groups, charities, different commercial businesses that are all coming together. And we have two stages. So there'll be entertainment running from midday until 6 o'clock in the Castle Quarter, and then continuing on until 10 o'clock on the street party out on Paradise. The parade that starts at Ship and Corn Market Street from 11 o'clock, we start meeting up. And then people that are joining the parade are there from about 11:30 with the fantastic Horns for Plenty performing a little bit of music to keep everyone entertained. Then the parade goes from Corn Market Street past Queen Street and Bond Street down into the Castle Quarter. Having Pride events is so important because it gives an opportunity for the focus of the community to come together. And it's important that people go to gay clubs if they want gay clubs and gay bars to exist. The more people that can come out and support the pubs and the clubs, the better. And one way they could do that is tonight with the Funny Haha. We've got the College Comedy Nights putting on an event at the Plush Lounge tonight. We also have a film festival as well, which starts on Sunday evening, and that's at the Phoenix Picture House.
So lots of stuff for whatever your interest is, if you like to go out, if you like to go to the cinema.
Absolutely.
It's all happening.
Yes.
Great.
The rich diversity of LGBT celebration in Oxford.
If you want to find out more about Pride and how to volunteer and get involved maybe next year or in the future, then you can listen to the full interview in our Oxcast Extra.
A bit sad out of Oxford, though, and for this weekend. On Sunday, the Watermill Theatre in Newbury is hosting their Summer Fair, which is in its 33rd year. It's going to be on from 12 till 4 on Sunday, and it's going to feature circus skills workshops, a children's carousel, Punch and Judy, and the annual duck race on the river. The theme is rock and roll, celebrating the 80th birthday of Elvis, so 1950s fancy dress is very much encouraged. There's going to be Pimm's, a hog roast, and strawberries and cream all available, and of course an Elvis impersonator, Mike Nova. And it's one of the biggest fundraising events of the year for the Watermill. So do, if you're nearby and have a bit of free time on Sunday, get down. It costs £1 to go in if you're an adult, and it's free under 12s. But it's really nice to be able to support such a lovely theatre.
Can I ask a question about the duck race?
Yes, I'm not sure I'll be able to answer.
Is it like you pick a duck, and if your duck goes the furthest?
I think you sort of point at a duck. It's not really like Pooh Sticks where you would grab a duck and drop it, but you kind of nominate your duck, and then at some point maybe they're released.
Or is is it like Pooh Sticks but with like rubber ducks?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that. I was hoping that it would be a real duck.
Surely not real ducks.
Maybe not. No, you're probably right. It's probably Pooh Sticks with rubber ducks.
Well, no, but for the tortoise races, you basically just pick a tortoise and
try and get out the ring.
Well, maybe
Corpus tortoise race. Maybe we should go. We'll have to go to Newbury on Sunday.
Yeah.
So we don't often talk about films on the podcast, but every now and again something comes along that's so interesting or different that it's quite difficult not to mention it.
We've all already booked for this one. We're all going down.
So next Tuesday at 6:45 at the Phoenix, they'll be screening London Road. Now, London Road is a number of things. Primarily, it's about the community of London Road in Ipswich coming to terms with the murders in their midst in 2006. It's also a musical. And it also stars Olivia Colman and Tom Hardy. So it's based on the National Theatre production of the same name, which had not one, but actually two sell-out runs. And it's also verbatim, so based on real interviews with actual residents of London Road. And a bit like Dogme 95, there are really strict rules that the creative team have followed, including all the original pauses and ums and ahs from the cast. And I read a really interesting interview with one of the cast members who said that if they used an when it should be an they had to completely redo the take. And for a musical with sort of 60-odd cast members, that was quite a lot of retakes. So Tuesday's screening is actually a special one with a post-screening Q&A, with the cast and crew, and that will be broadcast live from London. So they won't be in the Phoenix, but you will be able to see them there.
I'm so excited.
We'll see you all there.
So if you want to tell your friends that you've seen an upbeat verbatim musical about the Suffolk Strangler, that's on next Tuesday at the Phoenix.
If you do go along and see the film or any other events this week, you can review them on Daily Info by either submitting it through the website or emailing it to us, and we can publish it online.
And we're especially interested in film reviews. If you've seen anything that you've enjoyed, if you haven't, let us know.
We've also got a page all about just kebab van reviews. So you can leave a kebab van review or find out which ones are the best, because it's a very important part of Oxford life.
Remember to download the Women's World Cup sweepstake kit from dailyinfo.co.uk/sweepstake2015 and get involved in the World Cup starting on Saturday.
And remember to enter our competition as well. Essentially, you need to be spending all your time on our website, I think, is what we're trying to say.
It's what we do, isn't it?
But of course, you can also find us on social media. We are on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, or on Facebook if you search for Daily Info Oxford.
And as a little addendum, we do have some really adorable kittens and puppies on the website at the moment. So if you're looking for a pet, or if you just like looking at pets, it's in dailyinfo.co.uk/pets.
And now we've got our little jingle from the Young Women's Music Project.
Daily Info. Daily